Audio Gravity, 4th of November 2009. Good morning. I hope you're well. First link today is detectmobilebrowser.com. This is very useful if you want to redirect mobile browsers to take them to another location. You can also download the scripts to be able to do this, which is quite nice. So you can bolt this into your website. So if you want to redirect a mobile, say for an iPhone or whatever, to another site or send them to somewhere else, this is quite useful for that. Open source mobile phone detection and free scripts, no price, no worry about that. They've got Apache ASP, ColdFusion JSP for server applets. They've even got JavaScript, PHP, Python and Rails, so they've pretty much covered all bases. Let's just have a quick look at the JavaScript one. Yeah, I'll just pull that down so we can have a quick look at it, show it in the finder. Where's that gone now? Detect. Let's bring this up. It's all encrypted. So I was going to show you how easier that was. There's also, like I said, Python and Rails versions as well. Definitely something that I've been floating around in the back of my head for quite some time, but I don't really know how I'm going to go about it for Posterous because I've got multiple blogs on that. So really, I need some kind of custom mobile theme, but it also hooks into the API in some way. Maybe that's the best way to build it, is to build it all through the API and pull back everything that way. Just log in an auth somehow and be able to get all the blogs associated with one account and then display them in a very simplistic order underneath. You know, you click on the link for the title and then it shows you the post with the graphic. Maybe that's the best way to go about it. Next link today is Ninite.com, Ninite.com, the easiest way to get apps. Pick your favorite software, start your customized installer, you're done. Install software fast with default settings that says no to browser toolbars and other junk. This is for Windows, by the way. I don't normally cover things for Windows. I've seen as I'm a Mac boy now and have been for the last couple of years, but I thought I'd throw this out there because I know there's a lot of people who still use Windows stuff, and I like the idea of being able to link together all the apps that you use and download them in one big package. So you've got like Chrome, Safari, Opera, Firefox, Skype, Digsby, Messenger, Pigeon, Spotify, all the usual apps that you'd normally go off to separate sites and get. You can literally just get the installer for all of those, and you download the installer and it just goes through and puts them all on. Very, very useful. Next link today is Projugus, which is for anyone who wants to know who's responsible for a site they like and anyone that wants to take credit for the sites they make. So what this does is it connects together the designer with a potential client, or you can go the other way around where you might be an agency and you make loads of really good sites and you want people to know that you've done them. You go to this site, you put all your details on there, you sign up, you tell them what sites that you've worked on. And then literally people can go and have a look through this site and see if they can find out who actually the designer was, and then get in touch with you that way for additional work. So that's quite a nice little thing. Very simple site, and there's quite a lot of agencies who are using it. I'm just going to click on see all agencies. Yeah, there's quite a lot of agencies on there, from Malta to India to Chile, Colombia, all over the place. Next thing today is over on I don't know if it's German. I think it's German. Yes, it is. It's called Foebud, EV, Foebud, .V. And what it is, they sell for €20 a privacy dongle, which is lots of apps on there for anonymous surfing, and it's all on a USB stick. Now, I'm not quite sure because obviously it's in German. Let me see if this button works for the English translation. Let's see if they actually do the translation or not. It doesn't look like it, but it's for Mac, Windows, or Linux. It's a 2 gig, 4 gig, and 8 gig size. The 2 gig is €20, €22 for the 4 gig, which is a standard version. And then there's like a bigger version for 8 gig for €40, which even for €40 is not a lot of money. And I presume the thing with this is that you would go to a cyber cafe, you would plug this into the computer as long as they've got, you know, exposed the USB ports, and you can surf using the applications on there. I guess it sets up like a Tor onion router or some other method, And it's just really useful to have it all on one USB stick. And I presume once you've bought one, you can just clone it and copy it onto another USB stick as well. Useful to have on a keyring, especially if security or anonymous posting is something that you want to use, which, to be honest with you, I would suggest if that you're using any cybercafe in any sort of capacity when you're traveling, something like this is an absolute necessary. Next link today is over on lithoglyph.com/tap-expense-2.3. Keep your numbers in place. Watch the little video on this. It's designed for daily personal bookkeeping and business trip expense tracking, which if I'd known about it, I'd have probably used for the Nokia Tour earlier on this year for the N86 Tour. And you can keep a track of your expenses. So, you know, literally your buses, your food, you know, all that usual stuff that you would write down on bits of paper or try and remember the receipts for. It's on the App Store. It's $5. So it's what, $2.99, $3.50 in the UK. And like I say, go through the video, have a look at the video. And it's a really easy system for keeping up to date with your expenses. Finally, last link today is over on readpixel.com/wakeonlan. Network tools for the iPhone and the Mac. Need to access some files on your other Mac, find out it's sleeping and you can't. Try this little application to help you out. So what this does, it discovers all the computers on your LAN, local area network, and enables you to wake any of them up by clicking a button. If your remote computer is a Mac, you can put it to sleep as well. Very useful for an admin if you're a remote worker or you dial into on-site using VNC or remote control tools. Very useful to be able to wake up a machine if it's got wake up on LAN activated on it. And they've just released a debug version for Leopard as well. That's it today. I'll speak to you all tomorrow. Cheers. Bye.